flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Jacoby Shaddix, Papa Roach. We have to start Jacoby with Even If It Kills Me, which I can't stop listening to this song, Jacoby. I've listened to it 20 times.
Sick. There we go.
This song, Jacoby, I was so happy that it was like, it's a banger. Like this thing, it's like old school Papa Roach. And
yeah,
Leave a Light On, you know, it was a huge ballad. Is that your biggest song ever besides Last Resort, Leave a Light On?
Leave a Light On is one of the big ones for us. Scars was another one that was really big for us. Scars went multi-format as well. But yeah. Man, this is Leave a Light On has been one of the biggest ones in years for us. And so quite an accomplishment. And yeah, man, it's a ballad and it's purpose-driven music. But, you know, when we zig, then we got a zag, you know what
I
mean?
Oh my God, this is the perfect zag. Like this is a hit. This, like, I can't stop. I'm telling you, I've listened to it 20 times. I can't stop listening to it. I picture this song when you do the, when you're playing, because you're going to play it live, obviously.
Oh yeah.
When the girl goes, warning, and then you go into those heavy guitars, I picture the place going nuts. Like this could be like one of the best parts of your whole show.
Warning. Oh, I'm telling you, man. It's just got such a cinematic feel to it, and it's just got the big riffs that we are known for, and it's got a hooky chorus. I really love the chorus, and it's just one of those songs that when I heard the demo, when the band wrote the music, I picked up the phone, I called Tobin, I'm like, dude, this is like, I don't even have to think twice on this one. It's like, it's go time on this track.
Yeah.
And it's when we land on those moments, when we're making music, when I just know there's an inner knowing, there's something magic in that. And it always sets a tone for then what's to come and what we're going to write after that. And we kicked it off with this one and it just was so inspired. It was the first song that we wrote after we had been touring on our last album, Ego Trip. And it was the first one that we went back into the studio and we were like, all right, let's start writing music again. And it seems like when we've kind of been out there working and playing songs live and been out on tour and hadn't been writing new music in a while, it's like this, when the levee breaks, you know, and it's just this flood. And that's what happened when we wrote that song and we're so proud of it. And I got to tell you, just wait till you see the music video for this one, because it's like a level, it's leaps and bounds levels up of what we've done lately with our music videos. And I'm so excited about this one.
And so there's a new album coming. What's the plan for that? Like how many are the songs done? Like what are we looking at here?
So we've been in the studio throughout 2024 working on a bunch of music, and we have songs in a lot of different states. You know, there's songs that are completely finished. We have other songs that are like verses and choruses, and we got to write maybe a bridge or get back there and kind of retweak them and work them. And so they're in all these different states. There's another couple songs that are just like acoustic guitar and vocal, and it's like, all right, this one's going to be a banger. We just got to go in there and like bandify the song.
Yeah.
And so we have a ton of material demoed out. And so throughout this year, we're just going to keep jumping back into the studio and finishing up those pieces. And I think, you know, management's going, let's try to hit it later this year. And I'm like, I want to release music throughout the whole year. And it's
going
It's going to lead up to an album eventually, whether it's the end of 2025 or early 2026, there will be a new Papa Roach album. And it's just the music we're making right now is very inspired. And it's just, it's got us all pumped up because it's like, you know, when you go back in the studio, you just don't know what's going to come. And after we wrote Even If It Kills Me, I'm just like, oh, it's on. Like, yeah. let's go.
Yeah, like you must be in when you write something like that. Like, I'm telling you, this thing is massive. Like, I love this. I'm telling you, I listened to it 20 times. I can't stop listening to it. This thing is huge. And when you hear a song like that, you have to know, like, man, we're 32 years of Papa Roach, right? But 25 years. You have to know, like, this is like some of the best stuff you've ever done, and you're 32 years into the band. That doesn't happen that often.
We have definitely come a long way since 1993.
Yeah. And,
you know, it's like over the last like 6 months, I've kind of been diving back into like the old early releases of Papa Roach. Cause I just was, you know, doing some purging of things from my home and just clearing stuff out. And I found all these like old demo CDs of like early iterations of Last Resort, stuff well before that, and just kind of seeing like where we started as a band and where we're at right now is definitely we've grown so much, and to be as inspired as we are these days is it's exciting. You know, like you said, being this deep into our career and still making music that feels current, it feels like we're like pushing the bar, honestly, and raising the bar. And to be doing that, I'm grateful for it. And it's a testament to our passion to this craft of what we do. And also, you know, it's like, I think for us, our willingness to shake things up and try working with different producers and seeing how, you know, they reflect the mirror back at us. And we break this thing down and we build it back up. And I'm freaking stoked where we're at right now, especially like, you know, we're on the precipice of one of our biggest tours throughout Europe. And I'm just like, we turned up over here. It's going to be good.
Isn't it weird that you're kind of like LeBron James in a way? Like, you've been in Papa Roach since you were 16. Like, you, like LeBron James went right into the pros. You've just been going since you were a kid. Like, it's when you really break it down like that. Is Papa Roach the only band you've ever been in?
Yeah, P. Roach is my first and only band I've been in. People ask me, they're like, why haven't you started like a side project or done anything like that? And I'm just like, I get to creatively scratch every itch I want to with this band.
Yeah.
And fortunately, you know, it's a band of brothers. You know, we found each other, we met in high school. We all had a love for music in our own way and brought something unique to the table. And we're all so different from each other that I think that's what makes it special. And each of us has different gifts, talents, and abilities that we bring to the table. And we respect each other and we allow each other to be who we are. And I think that there's magic in that, you know, and it's just, it's a really special, unique relationship that I'm grateful I got, and I'm grateful I've never walked away from it. And I'm grateful that they've allowed me to be who I am and have my failures and successes right alongside them.
And so I know you've battled with alcohol and stuff like that. And there's so many people that are, I know a lot of people that need help. And what's just a tip you could get? Like, let me give you an example. Like, I lost 12 pounds in 6 days, right? The way I lost 12 pounds is I started eating my In-N-Out burgers wrapped in lettuce instead of
protein style. Dude, you're going protein style, huh?
Yeah, protein style with mustard instead of spread, and I lost 12 pounds, right? So I like eating a bunch of disgusting food, right? So I have to ease into stuff, right? So if you're an alcoholic or if you have like really bad issues, what's a tip you could give them? Because it's just like, no one's going to stop drinking. Like you have to say to yourself, I'm stopping. Like, it's up to you to do it. But what's a tip you could give them? Just like something easy that could just help them in some way to just kind of do their version of me eating In-N-Out protein style.
You know, I'd say it's not easy. It's a really tough step to just say, like, I got to make a step in the other direction, because, you know, I was spiraling and it wasn't an easy decision. But when I finally came to that point and I made that decision, you know, it's like I tried to control and enjoy my drinking for years and I could never control and enjoy it. It always just got out of hand. It was like all or nothing. And that's kind of a reflection of who I am. And so sometimes it's like, it's that hard decision of going, enough, you know what I mean? And I came to that point multiple times over and then I fell off. And so what I'd say is that when you come to that point, when enough is enough, just state that and then do it. And it's a hard thing. And then if you fall off, get back on. Cause I'll be straight with you. Like, when I first tried to get sober, it was 2004. 2004 was the first year that I tried to put the bottle down, and it took me until 2012 to finally just say enough, you know? And so from 2004 to 2012, I sobered up for a year and then I fell off for a week. I'd sober up for 6 months and then I'd go on a 2-day bender. Then I would sober up for 2 years and then I would go on a month bender. Then it was a long, hard road for me, but I kept getting back on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, I would say, my best advice is, you know, shoot for the stars and land on the moon. You know, it's like, and when the going gets rough, it's like, and you fall off, you got to get back on.
Yeah. And you have to forgive yourself and be like, you know what? Oh. I messed up, but I'm doing the right thing. I made a mistake. Let me get back to doing the right thing.
Absolutely, man. And I think that I apply that in a lot of different areas in my life, because I'm never going to be perfect. You know, I think the idea of us like making a change in our lives and being perfect is like, that's a hard thing to achieve.
Yeah.
You know, perfection. But I can say that there is one thing I've done perfect since 2012 is not pick up again. You know, and
yeah, that's great.
I think when you know, and when enough is enough. And I got burnt by that flame so many times that I'm just like, I learned my lesson. I'm like, I'm good. I'm cool. I'm good. Yeah. Straight up.
So what do you do now? You're doing this massive tour now. Rise of the Roach, Rise Against is opening. One of my favorite bands. I love Rise Against. This is such a great bill. What do you do on tour now, like, to keep yourself busy?
So I do a lot of press. I stay busy with press. I stay every day. I go do my non-negotiables. I got to go do some kind of fitness. You know what I'm saying? And that's really important to my, not only my physical health, but just my mental health, straight up. And then coffee shops are a vibe for me. Every city I come to, I'm like, all right, where's the dope coffee spot?
Yeah.
And, you know, I try to get out and go see, you know, the cities that I'm in and go enjoy them, because I think for so many years, everything became such a blur. You know, and it's like, I got to go out and enjoy these spaces that I'm in and enjoy, you know, meet some new people, get out there and tussle with the locals. And bicycles have been another great thing for me on tour, man. I love bringing my bicycle, especially out in Europe. I think it's great because it's like, I can just get on my bike and just go rip through the city and see so many sights.
Yeah.
And there's this thing called Atlas Obscura, and it's a website online. And you punch in the city that you're in and it'll show you like all these interesting places you can go and visit and see that are interesting about the place. And so for me, it's always about having this wonderment of where I'm at and going and discovering something that I hadn't seen before and just kind of being inspired by that, you know, and also, you know, writing some music, putting my pen to paper. I like to do a lot of reading. I'm reading a book right now called Archangel, and it's by James Rollins. And, I stay busy. I do stay busy.
That's one place that I fail is the last book I read was the Mick Foley autobiography, The Wrestler.
Oh, sick. Was it good?
When I was like 14, I read that.
Oh, dude, I like autobiographies, man. I do, man. Scar Tissue by Anthony Kiedis was great.
Oh yeah. Oh, actually, I did listen to the Paul Stanley audiobook. That was good.
Yeah, I do audiobooks as well, man. I enjoy those. You know, it's just like sometimes today when I'm sitting on the train, I'll watch a podcast. You know, I mean, I like to be entertained when I'm on tour, and I'm gonna jump into this show called Landman. My friend told me, he's like, dude, you got to see it. So I'm gonna give it a shot.
Nice. It would be cool if you made videos or posted just a 20-second video of every coffee shop you go to while on tour on your Instagram. That'd be pretty good. Cool.
Challenge accepted.
Nice. I would love to see that because people, I make sandwich videos and like people love, you know, it's like.
Oh, I watch them.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
I know about it. I got this. I'm like a coffee dork. So I'm like, you know, I pour my own coffee, like my own pour over. I'll go find like shops, get beans from their shop. And like, that's what I'm sipping on when I'm on tour. I'm a coffee dork. I really am, man. It's like one of my passions.
That's awesome. So it's 25 years of Infest, Rise of the Roach tour. You guys are going, it's safe to say this is your biggest tour ever, right?
Absolutely. So the European portion is almost sold out, which is amazing. We're bringing out Wage War to support us over here. And then when we come to America, it's going to be Under Oath, Rise Against, which you said earlier is also one of my favorite bands. I've been listening to them. We were on the same record label way back, DreamWorks, back in the day. And we've had careers kind of, we've just been rocking and rolling side by side for so many years, and we've never made the let's go tour connection until finally this year when we had a short list of bands we wanted to reach out to. We reached out to them and they answered the call. And I was just like, so when I got the call back from our agent that they were down to tour together, I was just like, I can't believe it. This is. And they're one of those bands. They're a hard act to follow, you know?
That's what I was going to say. They blow everyone, like Papa Roach and Rise Against. If you go see them at a festival, they blow. I'm not even going to say the band who Rise Against blew off the stage because I love the band. But I saw Rise Against at Lollapalooza one year, and they blew the headliner off the stage. They played right before the headliner. One of my favorite. I'll just say it. They blew Tool off the stage. And I love Tool so much. Rise Against, and they were an aftershock this year. They're great, and you guys do the same thing. You guys blow bands off the stage too. So going from Rise Against to Papa Roach, that's, you have to buy the ticket. I've been telling, you know, I'm at 98 Rock, your local station,
and that's right.
I tell people all the time. I said we have to sell out the Papa Roach show at the Golden One Center. If there's one ticket, if there's one ticket you plan on buying, please buy the Papa Roach ticket because this band holds the flag for Sacramento. You guys are playing. It's so cool that and the Deftones are playing the Golden One Center too. Like, it's so awesome that your kind of bands now are now playing these massive arenas. That wasn't happening before.
It's going to be a moment straight up. Like when I found out we were going to, you know, pull through Sacramento and play Golden One.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's on. That's been on the bucket list straight up, Abe. Like, it's been on the bucket list for a minute. And I go, you know, I've been to a ton of Kings games there. And every time I go to the Kings games there, I always imagine, you know, I'm like, man, this would be sick to play here. Like, what a moment this would be.
Yeah.
And now that it's actually happening, I'm just like, let's go, man. Because, you know, that's hometown for me. It's like, it's going to be a dream, honestly. Like, I'll be able to go home after the show, sleep in my own bed after we rip at one of my favorite arenas with some of my favorite bands and all my friends and family in the crowd. Like, it's going to be one of those, you know, pinch myself moments.
So I saw you come out with Shinedown and you did Simple Man. And that is not an easy song to sing. And have you become a better singer like 32 years into your career? I feel like you're better singer now than you've ever been.
If I go back and listen to the earliest material, absolutely. And I think for me, I'll tell you how I became a singer. I started as a drummer. I met my drummer and we put our drum sets together. He was a better drummer than I was. So then I went and bought a bass. Then I had a bass for about 6 months. And then somebody broke into my truck, stole my bass. And I was just like, I called up my drummer. I'm like, dude, somebody stole my bass. He's like, be a singer, dude. It's free. And that I literally like fell into it. Right.
Yeah.
And throughout the years of touring and writing songs, I've really sharpened my craft as a vocalist. And I've had a few different vocal coaches throughout the years. And, you know, to be able to get where I am now, it's taken a lot of hard work. And it wasn't my natural gift in the beginning. But now where I am at now, I definitely am grateful for the skill that I've attained and, you know, setting myself up for success in the sense of when, you know, when Brent calls me and goes, "Hey man, you want to come sing Simple Man with me?"
Yeah.
I'll answer that call. I'm like, "Yeah, man." I remember sitting in my house for like 2 days rehearsing this song, practicing this song, because that is not an easy song. It's
no.
It's got this soulfulness too, and I just wanted to nail it. And especially alongside Brent, he's one of the greats.
Yeah.
In rock. And it was such an honor to get on stage with him. And it was funny, as I was singing the song, I'm standing next to Zach, and I'm right in between Zach and Brent, and I'm singing, and I'm keep looking down, and Zach keeps poking me as I'm singing, and I'm like, "Fuck is," I'm singing like, "Oh, stop fucking poking me!" Like, "What are you doing?" You know, and I didn't say it because I was singing.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I came off stage, and I was like, "Zach, why did you keep poking me in my arm as I was singing?" And he's like, "You didn't notice you had goosebumps on your arm, dude. You had goosebumps." And I was like, "Oh." But yeah, man, it was, I had goosebumps on my arm. And so he wanted me to notice that I had goosebumps, but I was so focused on trying to sing this thing right.
Yeah.
And what a great night and what a great band and what a good time.
Well, Jacoby, I'll let you go. Thank you so much, man. I'm so excited. Even if it kills me, it's great. I can't wait to hear more music from you guys.
I appreciate it, man. We got a bunch of bangers coming at you. So trust me, man.
Cool, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, dude. Great rapping with you, brother.